ঘড়িয়া গীতি বুঝছে আছে নাকি? পুরানি বালি চাই, নই বালি নেই, উসমে কুছ তো। কীর্তন নাম উপদেশ ওই জগদানন্দের, যদি পণে রাখতে চাও গৌরাঙ্গের সঙ্গে, ছোট হরিদাসের কথা থাকে যে মানে ইফ ইউ ওয়ান্ট টু, ও আই থিঙ্ক দ্যাট অল শুড কাম ইন ফ্রন্ট, আদার আই উইল হ্যাভ টু ডু লাইক দিস অ্যান্ড দিস অ্যান্ড দিস ইজ পেনফুল ফর মি। ও প্রভু, ও বিন্দু মাধব প্রভু, ইউ শুড and those who are here at that, I will have to come on. Very good. If you are there anywhere, then I have some what power to speak, other than no inspiration, because bindu bindu that comes. So you are bindu madhav, drop by drop from madhav something comes. Where from Shrank is coming? Try to hear very carefully. If you want to do bhajan, you will have to remember one shloka of Srimad Bhagavatam. Not a shloka, but the meaning of the mode of that shloka, if you want to bhajan. Otherwise, always you will be angry, so many problems, upset, you cannot do bhajan. That shloka is তত্তেনুকম্পাম সুসুমিক্ষমাণো ভুঞ্জান এবাত্মকৃতম বিপাক হৃদবাগ বপুভি বিদধন নমস্তে জীবে সম্মুক্তি পদেশ দায় ভাগ। হোয়াট ইজ দি মিনিং লাউডলি?
দিস ভার্স ওয়াজ স্পোকেন বাই ব্রহ্মাজি ইন হিজ প্রেয়ার্স টু কৃষ্ণ এট দি এন্ড অফ দি ব্রহ্মা বিমোহন লীলা পাস্টাইম। So in this verse, Brahmaji is saying that those persons who very patiently wait for your lordship to bestow his causeless mercy upon them, and while patiently waiting for the mercy of the Lord, they very humbly accept everything that is happening to them to be the reactions of their own past fruitive activities. That whatever happens to me, the cause is me, myself. There's no one to blame but myself. And while patiently tolerating the reactions of their own past misdeeds, they constantly give pranam with their body, with their minds, with their heart at the lotus feet of the Lord. For them, liberation is guaranteed. They will definitely attain the lotus feet of the Lord. Just as in the same way as if there is a boy and his father passes away, then automatically he becomes the heir to the wealth of the father. He automatically inherits the wealth of his father. So in the same way, one who goes on doing bhajan with this very humble mood, automatically will attain the lotus feet of Mukunda Krishna.
Very. So what is the meaning of Susumikshamana? What is the meaning? What do you mean by Susumikshamano here? You? No. You? Ami jani na tumi angreji te bolo. Kya hai kya? Bolo. So, what is the meaning of Susumikshamano?
sent to me.
I don't want to see you.
Like with the Goswami with Sahatnishtha Dharya, this Dharya is to be patiently waiting for the Anugraha, the mercy of the Lord.
What is the meaning of Samiksha?
Equal-minded.
No, discuss everything.
What is good, what is bad? Judging everything. Oh, with vichar. Vichar means?
Consideration.
Doing. Su sumikshman. More one adjective has given su. That we should consider and wait. What? That everything in this world, what is good and bad is coming. By these things, oh, Krishna is so merciful that he is giving. Good or bad, what is coming to me? It is the mercy of Krishna that Krishna is arranging everything for my benefit, for my mangala.
Auspicious.
Krishna has arranged. If Muslims are beating Haridas Thakur in, what Haridas Thakur thinks? Sursu Mikshman. He was thinking, oh, it is the mercy of Krishna. He wants to show a whole world that we should be patient like this. So he wants that I should be like that. And he wants to glorify me in the whole world. So Krishna mercifully has done. Mahaprabhu has done. And so I should see that, oh, anything good in this for benefiting me, Krishna has arranged. Su sumikshmano. If any problem comes, what we should? Oh, certainly there is something good for me. Krishna has sent. So su sumikshmano. We'll have to think and reconcile everything that Krishna has arranged. Why? Su sumikshmano. Bhunjan evatma kritam vipakam. What is the meaning? Sushmichmanu bhunjan evatma kripakam. All the troubles, misery, sorrow, suffering, problems. Why coming? Because Krishna is not giving. But what I have done in past, the activities, results are coming. Why? To purify me. This is the arrangement of Krishna, that what you will do, oh, action, reaction must come. And you will have to ready to test these results. No one is guilty. Krishna is also not responsible for all this. Who is responsible? Myself. What activity I have done? I am responsible. Thinking like so, always happy. Even in so many lakhs and lakhs problems. Thinking so. And he is doing pranam. Susaknanu bhunjan evatma kripakam. Kritam vipakam. Hridvak babubhi vidhan namaste. Oh, Krishna, you have sent to purify me by all the results of my activities. And high class of devotees will think that, oh, Krishna, oh, you are very tricky. By this, you want to glorify me and to set an example. How you are merciful. So, Vididhan Namaste, always doing pranam to Krishna. If problems are coming, suffering, something, Vididhan Namaste, by what? By folding hands. By Harit. Harit means? By the core of heart. And then? By speech. Oh, Prabhu, I am so guilty. I am so nevertheless. I am stupid. Nonsense than Jagai and Madhai. I am nonsense that. Then Purushera Keet stole the worms of his stools. But you are so merciful. So merciful. That you gave. You have invested your whole power in name. And I can chant. Very quickly I will be free of from this. I can have service. You are making all these things like a process that I can reach very soon to you to serve you. So, doing that, rolling down on the earth, he will see that, how Krishna is merciful, and then doing. Then a devotee can be the what? What word?
Hair.
H-A-I-R. Hair. Of what thing? The service of Krishna. Oh, prem. What prem? Even Braj prem. You will be. Automatically. If father has not written anything, but if he does everything, he is. In this way. Without anything. Or don't do what you are doing. Oh, garland wali. Stop garlands. Try to make in your heart this garland. Otherwise you can, what I told, you should speak. What just I spoke, you should speak. What I spoke. What is the essence of my speaking? What I spoke in 15 minutes? I know that you cannot, because your attention is not there. I have only come for 3-4 days, 5 days. And this is perhaps fourth day or third day. Third day. And you are losing your time in garland. You have done in night. After my class you can do. Don't chant even. You can chant when a devotee like you, he is giving class. Then you can chant and hear. But don't neglect any senior Vaishnava like Guru. Don't chant nor do anything. Only your eyes should not be what? Clips should not go down. Always. Drinking from eyes and ears both. And also from mouth. What is it? That you can know. No? Then Sukhdev may come. Sukhdev is transcendental knowledge and is the embodiment of bhakti. He may come. Thus, this is the way and process. And you have not done in this time of Swamiji, those who are seniors, like this. And even you are not doing. And that is why you are not have any taste for chanting name and hearing Harikatha. So try to be like that. So what I was telling? Mukti Padeshada Bhaiva. Oh, you know Sarvam Bhattacharya. At first he was or Nirvishesh Badi. But by the mercy of, causeless mercy of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he was turned to very high class of devotee. Prior in his life, he used to only chant and remember Nirvishesh Brahma, Nirvishesh, Aham Brahmasmi, Aham Brahmasmi, Tattam, tattvamasi, tattvamasi, prajnanam. Sarvam khalidamra, sarvam khalidamram. He used to chant. But now he was changed and even he has hate for mukti. Word this. He never used to utter this mukti even. Very bad thing. So, but it is written in Srimad Bhagavatam. But yet, he changed the word mukti. And then he told that bhakti padesha daya bhag. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was happy so much hearing. But he corrected. Oh, you should not change the words of Bhagavatam. Oh, everything is good. Here mukti pade dhaya means bhakti pade dhaya bhag. How? Mukti is always serving the lotus feet of whom? Who is she? Understand? Mukti, always serving the lotus feet of that person, that is mukti pade. In lotus feet of bhakti, always this mukti is serving. So bhakti is called mukti pada. Mukti pada. In whom lotus feet? What meaning I told?
Gurudev is saying that Mukti Devi is always serving the lotus feet of bhakti. So therefore Mukti Padesa Sadaibak means that the devotee automatically he will inherit bhakti, prema bhakti to Krishna.
Yes. Now I am giving an example. Try to hear. Very patient. And try to follow. If anyone is always in sadhu sangha, then he will inherit. Otherwise not. If he gives up sadhu sangha, and he thinks that, oh, he is proud that I have distributed so many books, I was in the list of them first. And for this ego, he thought, oh, I have done everything. And now he is going here and there. I have nothing to chant and remember. These false egos are coming. So he can leave, give up this high class of association. So if you want to be inheritance of bhakti, then you should try to be always in association of. If it is not able, then you can read Chaitanya Charitamrita. Associate with Rupa Goswami, Sanatana Goswami and all others. You can associate with Sukhdo Goswami. How? By reading Srimad Bhagavatam. Once, how you should be like that? You should have an example. Once, when Mahabharata battle was finished, thousands and thousands, millions of millions, soldiers were killed. Both sides. Finished. Even Abhimanyu and the sons of Pandavas were killed. And here Duryodhan and all his party were killed. Automatically, crown came on the head of Maharaj Yudhishthira. But he was so worried that he was not wanting that I should be king. And he was weeping with his brothers. That for this crown, millions of billions soldiers and persons have been killed. And now all are widow, always weeping the ladies. And by this I have ruined Sanatana Dharma, eternal religion. And he was weeping always. He never wanted to be a king. So always. Krishna saw that it is a very great problem. How to pacify them? At that time, Bhishma Pitama, a very good devotee among 12 Vaishnava, Mahajana, he was lying down on the bed of arrows. Where? In Kurukshetra. At that time, he wanted water from anyone. Duryodhana came out and he told that, I will bring water because he is my
grandfather.
So he bring a very beautiful, sweet, fragrant water from anyone in golden pot. Bhishma Pitama told that, I cannot accept. Oh, where is Arjun? He should be called. And then Arjun was called. Arjun came. Can you give me some water to drink? Oh, Pitama, I must give. And he took his bow and arrow and he shot it in the ground. And at once, very straight current from earth came. And it came in such a way that it came in the mouth of. At once he was so happy. Can you give me pillow? Duryodhana ran away to bring a very soft pillow. He brought a very soft cotton pillow and wanted to give. Oh, Duryodhana, you are saying that I'm lying down on the bed of arrows and you are bringing this. So it is not
appropriate.
Oh, you cannot give. Arjun should be called. And all Arjun was called. Can you give me pillow? Why not, Prabhu? And he took his bow and arrow and his mate like this. One coming from this and one coming from this. And it was kept here. And as became. So Arjun and Pandavas. Though he was fighting against Pandavas, but he was pure bhakta, jnani bhakta. So Krishna told to Pandavas, come with me and we are going to see Bhishma Pitama. He is dying, so we must go. So he took all brothers and Draupadi and he came. When Krishna came, all the Pandavas were on the side of his feet, they sat there. And to see why, they said, they will see the face of Krishna, Bhishma Pitama. Bhishma Pitama will see us. And Krishna, in front he came, like this, he was lying, and Krishna faced like this, and he came. And he touched Bhishma Pitama. His all, pain and anything all went away at once as Krishna. And he did pranam from his eyes. And when all were seated there, then Krishna told to Bhishma Pitama, your knowledge is so transcendental. I want that you should pacify all Pandavas, always weeping that they have killed all soldiers. And they are the reason that they have started this fighting. And that is why all are killed. So, I want that you should make them pacify them by your transcendental knowledge. Krishna, Bhishma Pitama told, anyhow, oh, you are Supreme Personality of Godhead here. You told Gita knowledge of Gita to all, for whole world, and now you are telling me to pacify them. And he began to laugh, like smile. Krishna told, oh, you are more superior than me in this. You can pacify them. I cannot. I know. Because devotees are more. They can give more knowledge than even love and affection than I can. I cannot give a love, affection like gopis. So the devotees who are superior, they can give this transcendental knowledge. Then Bhisham Pitama began to tell something. In the midway, Draupadi was laughing. How laughing? Like this. So, this is the ornament of Indian lady, chaste lady. Not laughing in the council of all. Now like this. And where there are so many persons going and passing, they will, what? They will chumban karenge. They will kiss. Not only one time, and hundreds of times. Like chagal and bheda.
Goats
like that. No, shame, nothing. I request you not to do like these things. So Draupadi was smiling somewhat like this. Bhisham Pitama told, my dear daughter, why you are laughing, smiling? There must be something.
Reason.
Without reason you cannot do. I know that you are a chaste lady. Then she told, oh, Bhisham Pitama, you are now going to tell our transcendental knowledge and to pacify. And Krishna is also given ditto like this. What?
Agreement.
That, oh, you should hear from him. But where this transcendental knowledge was there, when I was being naked, in the council of demons like Duryodhan, Dushasana, they were taking my clothes. And why I was weeping? The blind Dhritarashtra was there. My also, these five husbands were there, but at that time doing like this.
They could not speak.
So where at that time your knowledge was there, why you could not give this knowledge to Duryodhan and Dushasana, Karna, Shakuni and all demons? So why? Then he told, oh, at that time I was taking the meals of and water of given by these demons. Understand? At that time,
I was dependent upon them.
Dependent on, not only dependent, taking foods, meals, drinking, juice, their wares, their everything I was taking. And that is why at that time my intelligence was affected by this. And I was like them, demon. So this transcendental knowledge was not in my heart at that. I forget. But now, by tikshna banuse, sharp arrows of Arjun, my all blood has come out, which was collected by that bad Vishayir anna khaile malin hai man. Malin man haile nahi Krishna. What is the meaning?
This is spoken by Swarup Damodar to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu in relationship to Raghunath Das Goswami. He said that Raghunath Das Goswami thought within his mind, oh, if I accept the foodstuff which is coming or donated by materialists, then my mind will become contaminated. And if my mind becomes contaminated, I will not be able to do this smaran, to remember the name, fame, qualities and pastimes of Krishna.
If Ford company is giving so many money and we are taking fruits and desserts, anything from that money, then what will be of our heart and devotion quickly go away. Quickly go away. If anyone taking something from any prostitute, what will be? Our mind will be like prostitute. Lusty. If you are taking anything from any Vishai, Vishai means, you know, what is, oh, Shamrani.
Sense enjoyer. Vishai means sense enjoyer, materialist.
Sense enjoyer.
Means?
One engaged in sense gratification. Material activity.
This is Vishai. You should make more clear. What more clear?
Someone who is attached to enjoy the objects of the senses within this world. If we accept anything from them, we
but if anyone chanting and remembering, reading Bhagavatam and worshipping, he may be Vishai or not.
Yes.
How?
If he is so much attached to enjoy the sense of...
No, he is worshipping all these things that Krishna should be merciful and he should be pleased and he will give me so much money and all these things. Then he is also Vishai. Understand what I told?
You just said that somebody who is engaged in the worship of the deity, or even chanting the holy name, if he does it in order to accept or to have a higher standard of living, to enjoy, then he's also materialist.
Yes, also. If he's chanting even, putting tilak and ganthi mala, oh, the fathers of Raghunath Das Swami like this. Vishai? So, we should try to consider all these things. If you are taking anything from any Vishai, collecting anything, by the name, for the name of, I am taking you, please give me something, I will serve my Gurudev. We will serve Radha and Krishna conjugal. For preaching, we will do all these things. So please give, sir. As we do, generally. But if you are taking only one farthing, pens, any fraction for you to utilize, not giving in proper using in Krishna service or Guru service, oh, you will have to suffer so much. Then you are also Vishai. You cannot chant and remember. So he told, at that time I used to take milk, water, juice, beds and everything. I was dependent to them. And I was doing to please them. My intentions were at that time so bhotha.
Covered.
Oh, you should also think. If you are taking the milk and all these things from any Vishai and not purifying by giving it to Guru and high class of devotees, they can purify even poison also, like Prahlad Maharaj, like Haridas Thakur. So high class of Guru, like Swamiji, was powerful to take all the poison and to purify. We are not. But we are doing same thing. So we should try to know. Then he told that, at that time, my intelligence was somehow bewildered. Now, my blood has come. And now it is about 4 months or this is 5th month. And after 6 months, I will give up. When Surya will dakshinaya, sun will come. So, I am waiting for that. So now, no blood here. Nothing. Now I am purified. So this intelligence is coming and I want to go to give something. He told the story. Oh, you should not think that I have killed. And do only for me, for us, all has been killed. You should not think. Oh, here a story. There was a widow, Brahmini widow. Understand what I am telling?
Once there is a Brahmini widow.
Once there was a Brahmini widow. She was so poor. She has only one son of 8 or 9 years. Very beautiful, charming. He has some heart. Anyhow, she used to maintain herself and his son. Anyhow, by begging or anything. But he was devotee. She was devotee. She used to worship daily Thakurji. And she was initiated by high class of devotee. So she was happy in his life, worshipping and chanting and remembering in her, maintaining his son and herself. One day in the very morning, she was engaged in anything, and he asked his boy, son, oh, bring some flowers. Oh, very, here are some flowers in bushes, okay?
Yes.
Bushes. And you can bring. And then I will worship Thakurji. The boy became very happy and he went to follow his orders, her orders. And he was nearby any bushes, the flowers were there, belly chameli or anything, and he was picking up. In the meanwhile, a black snake came, very poisonous, and at once
bite.
And at once, without delay, a moment, whole body of the boy became black, and he fell flat and died. Oh, a hunter was going in forest. He has some pots, like what?
Clay pots.
Clay pot. And he was going to anywhere. And he saw this accident and he became very passionate.
Compassion.
And he went and he used to know some mantra to
To catch a snake
very easily. Vashibhut mantra. What is Vashibhut?
To control.
So he went there and he did like that. And by this, he was peaceful, the serpent. And he took that serpent in his clay pot. And he covered the mouth. And then he took that boy in his lap and also that pot of snake and he came to the old lady. And he, when the old lady saw what happened, and she began to clap his hi, and began to weep so bitterly. After some time, she was pacified somewhat. And then this hunter told, mother, I was there when he was picking flowers. Innocent. He never attacked to that snake and not disturbed. Even he came from bushes and he
bite.
So I know some mantra and by this I have caught hold of this poisonous snake and I have kept in this. Please order me that I should cut this snake in pieces and I will burn. That there will be no sign of this bad poisonous snake. Please order. When he was telling to that old lady, again and again, then what lady told? Oh, hunter, by killing this serpent and by firing, burning this poisonous snake, will my son return? He told him, never. Then why to kill? I don't want. He told that, oh, he is very
wicked.
He can attack anyone again. So you must order me. And again, he was telling, insisting. But that kind lady, widow Brahmini, she was realized, she was the devotee of Krishna. She said, don't kill. If my son never returns by this, why we should? He told that he will attack again to anyone, those who will pass that way, without any reason. Then serpent told, why I should do? For years and years I was there. I never bite anyone. But today I bite him. Oh, death came and told me that you should bite. I am innocent. Don't kill me. In the meantime, the death. Who is death? Jam Maharaj. Jam, you know Jam? The controller of our deaths. Jam Maharaj. He at once came. Oh, you are telling that it is due to me. I ordered you to bite him. I never did. Why you are alleging me? Alleging? Okay.
Falsely accusing me.
Accusing me? Don't accuse me. I'm
yes, sir.
Not a
party.
Guilty.
Not
responsible
for this. His own action is he did. He killed a person. That serpent was at that time human body. And he was also human. They were fighting each other. And he killed that person. That is why he now has become serpent, snake. And he has taken his revenge. So his only actions are coming like poisonous snakes and biting. We are not
responsible.
Either this serpent or myself, Jam Maharaj, or anyone not responsible. So anything coming in your life, any problem, it means that you have done in past and now it is coming. Then why you are now fearing to test? You must. If you are fearing, even you don't want, but it will be like that. You will have to test all your actions, bad actions, also your good actions. So don't fear. Krishna is arranged like that. If he will abuse anyone, he will abuse you. Not by one clutch, by one hand. You have done anything in past, and that is why this reaction is coming. So don't, if again serpent has bite him, and if widow has asked him to cut and to burn, then what? Again, next life, the widow has to come, and again this serpent will come human and he will take revenge. Going on. So don't do like this. If anyone is abusing, oh, you should not abuse. If anyone is making problems and giving poison to you, you should be very careful. Like Prahlad Maharaj, like Haridas Thakur, he was beaten in so many and but he was praying what? Oh Krishna, be merciful. And try to excuse them. They are not, but my activities are coming. Or your mercy is like this. And be calm and quiet and chant Hare Krishna. Thinking what? Nevertheless myself, I have offended so many Vaishnavas. And the reaction is that I am so stupid and nonsense. Then I am chanting Harinam, but even tears are not coming, hearts are not melting. Oh, Krishna, what should I do? Then you can remember Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. What? kalah kalir balina, indriya vairi varga, shibhakti margiha kantak koti ruddha, ha ha kujami vikalam kimaham kuromi, chaitanya chandra jati, nadyam kripam kuroshi. O chaitanya mahaprabhu, you are causeless merciful. Bestow your mercy. Now this is Kali Yuga. Very, very short life. So many problems. Always upset mind. So what should I do? Always covered with so many kantak of bhakti. Problems of bhakti. No association. I am so weak. No mercy of Krishna. What should I do? O Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, I know only you. You are causeless mercy. You should sprinkle mercy. You have sprinkled mercy to Jagai Madha even. And why not to me? I think that I am most wretched than themselves. So I am qualified to have your mercy. I am weeping. Then Krishna will do mercy. And by chanting, your heart will be melted. And tears may come. And if not coming, oh, you should think that I have done so many offenses. That is why it is not coming. Always repenting like this and chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna. Now, Shubhal Sakha will give class. You should try to hear patiently. Okay? They are explaining perhaps. No. Tadale Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya